Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight's episode goes out to Scottish Kath from Australia, who used to take 3 hours to go to sleep. Since listening to Sleepwave, she is asleep within 10 minutes. That's amazing. We hope you enjoy the first 10 minutes of this episode, Scottish Kath. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Is there anything scarier than starting again? Well, let's back up a minute. We start again every day. We start again every year, and we just celebrated the new year and all the fresh energy that brings. And yet, when we think about starting again in a more specific sense, changing schools, moving cities, beginning or ending a job or relationship, it can feel all-encompassing and sometimes overwhelming. A listener recently wrote in about the complexities of starting again after coming out. While I don't have personal experience with this, I can only imagine how hugely scary and challenging that must be. All of these life events, and many others, require us to have to reinvent our identities. We think of ourselves a certain way. Oh, I'm so-and-so's wife, and I work at this place, and I live in this city, and I do these things. But is that who we actually are? No, of course not. We are so much more than what we do or where we live or who we are in relationship to other people. There is something deep and intrinsic that makes you, you. That is eternal and unchanging despite all the outer things that occur to make us feel changed. Meditation helps us connect with that deep part of ourselves. I was a very spiritual child, and while I consider myself a spiritual person all the time, I notice a difference in my commitment to it when things in life get really tough. There it is again, this drive for a deeper inner connection, this greater emphasis and importance in getting still and quiet and focusing on surrendering to something bigger than me. So when life asks us to start again, we can do so knowing the really important parts of us are unchanging. Just knowing that gives me a little bit more courage to move forward. We can also remember that we are well practiced at this. We literally do start again every morning. It's just that we also have the habit of having the same thoughts upon waking every day, and that makes us feel the same. Which always leads me to ask, Well, how do I want to feel upon waking? I want to feel calm, confident, abundant, healthy, and grateful. These five things, for me, cover pretty much the spectrum of the best things about life. When I focus on feeling this way, I not only feel like I start the day the way I want to, my life also begins to shift. Tonight, we are going to drift off to sleep, meditating on how we want to feel when we wake up. This is an empowering and life-changing practice that will help us start again in ways large and small, exactly how we want to. This is Embracing New Beginnings by Billy Gill. The universe began as an extremely hot and dense state approximately 13.8 billion years ago and has been expanding ever since. That's the prevailing scientific theory of the Big Bang, which describes the origin and evolution of the universe from its initial state, known as the singularity, up until the very moment you are hearing this. Shortly after the rapid and exponential expansion of the universe, which occurred in a fraction of a second after the singularity, the raw materials for everything that exists in our universe began to form into particles. From those particles came the elements, each with its own unique atomic structure, a period often referred to as Big Bang nucleosynthesis. Over millions and billions of years, gravitational interactions caused the formation of stars and galaxies from the primordial gas and matter. Galaxies then clustered together to form the large-scale structure of the universe. What an awesome description of the beginning of everything. Yet, even the Big Bang theory itself posits that the laws of physics as we understand them break down and can't describe the conditions of the singularity. Mystery prevails even in this rigorous scientific theory. We have to acknowledge the limits of what is knowable and the vastness of the unknown. It's that very intersection that defines the present moment. In the here and now, we are able to link back to the past and draw from the well of our experiences. We can remember who we've been at various phases of our lives. Yet, the conditions of the past are never exactly the same as they are now. The universe is still expanding, and so are you. You aren't who you were, not really. The version of yourself you remember is now a mere thought. It flashes before your awareness, but beyond that, who you were is irrelevant. You remember this thought about who you were, but you remember it now. Here is where you really are, not there. The idea of starting over in life, of beginning again, may seem daunting. In reality, we are always starting over in this new moment. It may not feel that way because this collection of images and theories about yourself, which taken together amount to what you might call the me story, function to establish a continuous personality. They allow you to maintain the social dynamics in your relationships and in your own psychology. Still, those images and theories don't quite compare to the feeling of actually being here, where you are now. The precipice of time upon which we are all perched is actually beyond time. Just as the singularity belongs to a category beyond our scientific theories and models, the present moment is also a transcendent reality. It exists apart from time in another dimension altogether. Time is a measurement of space, and space is a measurement of time. The time it takes to get from here to there is always expressed in relation to distance. When you are here, now, you can only be in this location, in this moment. The present moment is indivisible, and so are you. Tonight's sleep meditation explores the Big Bang as a metaphor for what it means to be here now. In the singularity of the present moment, a state that lies beyond the reach of conceptual thought, we are liberated from social conditioning. If only for a vanishing brief instant, we are free to be who we are. Not a concept about who we think we are, not a theory. In one big bang, we burst into existence as pure awareness, before thought congeals to form the elements of our personalities. It's from this state of pure awareness that we begin to release the past, whether the past loosens its grip on us or we loosen our grip on the past. Unless and until we are able to accept ourselves as we are in the present moment, we will remain lost in memory or fantasy. The now is where consciousness meets experience. Make sure that you are lying down comfortably. Allow yourself to make any final adjustments to your posture. Once you are comfortable, try to maintain a relative stillness as you breathe. It's okay if you have to move. There's no need to be rigid. Just make sure that you are conscious of any movements. No unconscious movements. Say to yourself, silently, in your mind, I will now practice this sleep meditation. For the duration of this meditation, I will remain very still. Take a breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth, simultaneously releasing the cares of the day. Again, inhale through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Any tension or worry melts away as you allow yourself to become calm and steady. Once more, inhale through your nostrils and exhale through your mouth. Now continue to follow the flow of the breath in and out through the nose. Become a passive observer to the breath as the breath seems to breathe itself. Watch the gentle rhythm of the lungs as the belly rises and falls with each new breath cycle. There's no need to control the breath. Notice the natural pauses between the inhales and exhales. Perhaps the breath moves slowly. Perhaps it moves quickly. It may be smooth or it may seem erratic. Continue to maintain the attitude of a witness as the breath breathes itself. You're not doing it, just watching the breath with a bemused sense of curiosity. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Continue on. As you settle into the quiet space within, imagine yourself suspended in the cosmic dance of creation. Picture the universe in its infancy, a swirling sea of energy and potential. Feel the warmth of stardust against your skin, a reminder that you too are made of the same cosmic elements that birthed galaxies and stars. As you exhale, release any lingering doubts or fears. You are on the verge of your own personal Big Bang, a moment of rebirth and self-discovery. The past, like distant galaxies, is behind you, and the canvas of your future is vast and uncharted. Visualize a brilliant burst of light, a radiant expansion of colors as you step into the present moment. Just as the universe expanded and evolved, so too are you expanding into the truth of who you are. The energy of this cosmic rebirth is pulsating through every cell of your being. You are awakening into a new moment and awakening to yourself. An entire universe appears as you release attachments to who you were and embrace who you are becoming. Just as the universe has been in a perpetual state of expansion for 13.8 billion years, you too are expanding and growing and transforming. There are times when the transformation seems to occur rapidly, but it only seems this way. Every moment is a transformation. There are times when you realize all at once how much change has been happening incrementally, beneath the surface of your awareness. But really, you are never static. You are in a constant flow of becoming and becoming and becoming. When we look up at the stars at night, the light you see began years ago and is only now reaching your awareness. In the same way, when you remember your own past, it's as though you are looking at a star whose light is reverberating through time. See the myriad versions of yourself that echo through the past. Envision yourself as a celestial being, standing at the center of the cosmos, surrounded by the infinite expanse of the universe. Each version of yourself, every echo from the past, manifests as a celestial body, a radiant star, a shimmering nebula, or a swirling galaxy. Observe the constellations formed by the echoes of your former selves. Each celestial entity tells a cosmic tale, emitting a unique frequency that resonates within the experiences and growth of bygone eras. These former selves, these heavenly bodies, shine through time like angelic guides, glowing with the accumulated wisdom of the chapters they've lived. As they draw near, surrounded by the cosmic energy of understanding and acceptance, engage with these celestial beings that surround you. Express gratitude for their presence and the lessons that they bring. The constellation of your former lives still light the path that unfolds before you as you continue to expand into who you are becoming. You are never alone on this journey of renewal and rebirth. Continue breathing in and out at your own pace for some time. Each version of you from the past glows with the soft light of compassion and understanding. Picture them as gentle, ethereal figures, smiling with the knowledge that comes from the experiences they've lived through. They are companions on your journey, offering a helping hand and a comforting presence. Feel the understanding and empathy radiating from them, as if they were old friends who have always known the core of your being. Feel the warmth of their presence as these angelic guides approach you, embracing you with a sense of deep connection. Let a sense of acceptance and forgiveness permeate the air as you walk with these old friends and otherworldly guides, They understand the intricacies of your journey and offer unconditional support. Release any lingering doubts or regrets, allowing the healing energy of their celestial light to soothe your spirit. Now, envision a soft, golden light emanating from each angelic guide. This light carries the collective wisdom and love of your former selves. As it envelops you, sense a profound transformation taking place, a harmonious blending of past and present. A reunion of old friends. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Part of this expansion of your individual universe is to allow these old friends, these former selves, these stars that shine from the past, to ascend into their rightful place in the cosmos. Observe these cosmic beings gracefully ascending, becoming constellations that adorn the canopy of the universe. Letting go of these former selves is not a farewell, but an expansion. The energy they've imparted remains within you, contributing to the cosmic symphony of your being. As they ascend, sense the light within you intensifying, ready to illuminate your path. Inhale the essence of your former selves one last time. And as you exhale, release them into the cosmos. These radiant beings become cosmic constellations, twinkling in the vastness of space, becoming waypoints to guide others on their cosmic journeys. It's as though you have stepped through a portal. Feel a renewed sense of purpose and clarity. You are becoming the culmination of your experiences, free to explore the uncharted territories of your own evolution. This is the adventure of your life, to boldly go where no one has gone before, and to expand into your highest self. Trust that you are precisely where you are meant to be as you arrive in the here and now, where you have always been. Sleep. Sleep.